This is Rebbe from Yofa.net, and you're listening to a recording from the Weight Drop Workshop. In the chapter called The Core Technique, we want to start to get how powerful our thoughts are, and also make a distinction between the visualization process versus meditation. So, thoughts are things. Thoughts have substance to them. They may not have substance like the table or the chair or your computer. But in the same way that when you hold a magnet, you can't see the energy field around it, you can't see its magnetism, but you also can't deny its magnetism. I mean, even our Earth is a great big magnet. We live in a magnetic world. And so that's probably why that toy I was describing to you, where you drag the iron filings, was so magical to us as kids, because you can't see the magnetic field. And so, of course, in those days, nothing was wireless. You know, everything was very physical when I was growing up, and, you know, maybe when you were too. And so when you could take a magnet, there was a piece of plastic in between the magnet and the iron filing, so you weren't even touching them. There was space in between, and you would just drag this. That was magical. How did that happen? Even though you knew it was a magnet, it was magical. And it still kind of is. Magnets have this fascination for us, especially when we're kids, because you can't see the magnetic field, but you can see the magnets grab each other, or you can feel their repulsion, and you can't get the two north poles to touch each other, no matter how hard you try. That's interesting. It defies our notion of seeing is believing. It defies our long-held belief in that the physical universe is the only thing that exists. And when we start to see the effects of magnetic fields, then we can understand, or we can at least begin to open to the idea that thoughts are like that. They are magnetic, and we know we can't see magnetism. So when I have a thought, that thought changes the kind of magnet that I am, and it starts attracting different things. Now, in meditation, what we often do is release our attachment to our thoughts, let the thoughts just quiet down, get further and further apart, spaced further apart, and ultimately achieve a state where there's no active thinking. And then what happens is that instead of being blocked by the smoke screen of our own thinking, we get to experience reality, whatever that might be. It's been described as bliss, ecstatic realization, union with God, by the mystics who have experienced that. That's not what we're doing here. What we're doing here is we're taking our thoughts, and instead of having your thoughts run you, you're taking the reins and using the power of your thoughts to get where you want to go. So in these visualizations, you are taking command of your own mind and its power and its magnetism and its ability to move the physical universe in the same way that those little iron filings got moved by that magnet. When you change your mind, when you move your mind in a certain direction, you move the physical universe. You move your cellular metabolism. And you move your body to different foods and different types of exercise. I'll see you on the next recording.